This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some areas of Racine and Kenosha have over 6 inches of snow. Some further west aren't seeing anything. Kenosha Unified Schools closed for today with the pileup. Dangerous driving conditions continue as people start to dig out. Racine's holiday parade was festive until a fight after the main event. There were arrests and citations handed out. Police praised the crowd and officers for maintaining order in Monument Square. Kenosha's tree lighting comes up on November 28th. The weather may impact things, but Taylor Avenue in Racine is set to close today. From 17th Street to the Cornwall Service Center, it'll be shut down for utility work. Drivers will have to detour until the road reopens late next week. Racine and Kenosha will hold Veterans Day ceremonies tomorrow. Racine's event at Memorial Hall includes a stew feed. There are efforts in Madison to make Veterans Day a state holiday in Wisconsin. The state now has a new website to track flu activity, showing clinic visits for fevers, sore throats, and coughs across Wisconsin. Flu vaccinations are down from last year, and health officials are urging people to get vaccinated for protection. And to recap, more than 6 inches of snow has hit parts of Racine and Kenosha, with schools closed in Kenosha today. The winter storm brought some hazardous travel conditions. The interstate's a mess, and most local roads haven't been cleared off yet. We'll get you the latest on what's still to come in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks go to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid-20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. With a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.